this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We still got Gabe here, but we're going to do this history moment because that's normally what we do at this time. And it's a history moment for the El Paso History Show written by Melissa Sargent. This is for the El Paso History Alliance. And her history moment today is about El Paso's female international rodeo star.
She rode like a girl. A cowgirl, that is. The earliest documented example of women competing in rodeo competitions with men happened in Cheyenne, Wyoming in 1900 by one Lucille Mulhall out of Oklahoma. Lucille's vying with male steer ropers didn't end there. Her next challenge was with cowboys at the El Paso Rodeo in 1901, and win she did, to the tune of $10,000. This expansion of women's roles in rodeo took place in a sport which was itself in a dynamic phase of change. And El Pasoan Rose Smith was just one of those cowgirls to be part of that change and to follow in Lucille Mulhall's stirrups. Research turns up little about Rose's early days in El Paso and when she started to compete and ride in rodeos. But what we do know of her later life should make all El Paso proud. Rose Smith was a multi-talented cowgirl who traveled the national and international rodeo circuit to become a famous bronc and trick rider. Why, in 1923, during the Ringlings contest at Madison Square Garden, Rose won $960 overall. Big bucks in those days. That included $600 first prize in bronc riding, $185 a day in money, and $175 in the costume event. Rose continued riding for many more years. We don't know too much more, but Rose's image still rides wild broncs on the internet today, via hundreds of pictures and references of her and the golden days of rodeo. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
I went online. There's Bernie standing there.
Yep.
He was doing it.
Riding his, you know, his quarter horse at Walmart.
So you want some more information on that woman if you could find it, right?
Yeah, if anybody knows anything about Rose Smith, if they know any rodeo history, I mean, that would be great if we know somebody that knows a lot of history.
Well, have her grandchildren listening.
Well, her grandchildren, if they're there, or anybody that even knows the history of the rodeo. I mean, El Paso has an amazing rodeo history.
It does.
I wish we could find someone that knows that history. I mean, with the ring and Juarez and...
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
But they can call you 581-7920.
Yes, so they can also talk to Bernie, too.
And you get Bernie if they call that number?
The History Alliance. That's what it's all about, is, you know, preserving our history. So, you know, get involved in that. And you can also talk to Barbara Given Bainey on Facebook's page, Remember in El Paso Win, because they have some great history. Maybe she's got something on Rose there. And, you know, she's out there keeping the pictures and the stories and the histories alive out there. And she's got a team of helpers.
And one of them is Fred Whitlox.
Fred Whitlox, yes.
We put one of them on the air each week about who they are. And if you use their photos, just give them credit, all right?
Yes.
Got callers on the phone already, but we also have a special to get back to here. Are you ready?
That's right.
3, 2, 1.
Well, this is me. I'm going to play a song for you that we used to play in San Juan.
Here's Gabe.
To all these pretty girls that lived in the neighborhood.
Uh-oh.
Go for it, dude.
And, well, that's the way I met my wife, too, Martha. And ooh. I want to say hi to her. She's probably
hi,
listening
Martha.
Right now.
This better be good. Go.
Well, I'm going to sing you two versions of this song. One is the official version, and one is Gabe's version. Now, I think your Hispanic listeners will love Gabe's version, so just keep listening, okay?
Keep it clean, all right?
It's going to be clean.
Okay, fair enough. Clean enough.
Qué bonitos ojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas. Qué bonitos ojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas. Ellos me quieren mirar. Oh, by the way, everybody knows Mexicans play guitar, right?
They are.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. They're all mariachis.
Pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera parpadear. Malagueña salerosa, besar tus labios quisiera, besar tus labios quisiera, malagueña sabrosa, y decirte, niña hermosa, que eres linda y hechicera, que eres linda y hechicera, como el candor de una rosa, como el candor de una rosa. ¡Olé!
Hey, how about that?
Yay!
Okay.
No idea what you said, but it sounded good.
It's a wonderful romantic song.
Are you going to do us an English version?
And he sang
it very well. No, I'm going to do the gay version in Spanish.
Gay version, okay.
Qué bonitos piojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas. Qué bonitos ojos piojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas. Ellos me quieren picar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera parpadear, malagreña salerosa. ¡Ole! Now, if you were bilingual, you would be laughing.
I would be thrilled about this, wouldn't I? I'm watching Sergio's face in there. He seemed to be okay with all this.
Yeah.
you didn't take us off the air for that.
He didn't hit the button.
Yeah, it was good. And by the way, we want to thank those people in there. Shelley does the phone, Shelley
yes.
Sutherland, and Sergio Valenzuela, otherwise known as
Sergio Valenzuela.
See, that's the version we use. So. And we thank Gabe for his music. What would you call that music? A serenade?
Yeah, it was a serenade, La Malagueña, which is an old Spanish song from Spain. Malaga is a place in Spain. This guy is sitting behind or in front of this pretty girl, and he's saying, what beautiful eyes you have. What beautiful... you're not even paying attention to me. You don't even blink when I look at you. So
yes,
that's what the song is.
And in that same little girl you met in a bar, we wouldn't sit with her?
Oh, no. It's
oh, no, 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 no.
He was under the steps doing it.
That was like, something like, else.
I hear music. Where is it?
Stories everywhere. We start up Jorge again. Should we talk to Jorge again? Oh, hey, what's on your mind this time? What's up?
Jorge loved the song.
Oh, that was so pretty and wonderful, Gabe. I'm glad that you had the opportunity to sing it for all.
He's batting his eyes now.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Cecilia, my mother's name is Cecilia, and Cecilia's there in that neighborhood, in that area. What do you know any of its background, the restaurant there that is just above, right in this area that we're talking about?
Is it on Clark Street, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think it's right there on Paisano, as you're going up Paisano on into Montana. There's a big restaurant there, and it's called Cecilia's.
Okay. I know exactly where that is. That used to be the Mr. Quick.
Yeah.
And, oh, boy, that was a treat when, you know, we were not of big means, right? So when we would go to Mr. Quick and get a milkshake there, that was wonderful. And they served these little charbroiled hamburgers. That was really great. Of course, I remember that place.
Yeah, so the original structure has been there since as early as Fox Plaza.
Yes, Mr. Quick.
Yeah, I wanted to get a date approximation.
Yeah, 1961, okay.
Right.
Around there.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You take her easy.
All right, then.
He's gone.
Yeah, I wanted to also mention, we had a gentleman here, Ricardo Casadilla, who was a motorcycle repairman, we were talking at the break about shared a city directory page from 1921. It mentioned where your grandfather's motorcycle shop, an Indian motorcycle shop, was. And that he also mentioned that he grew up across, or his grandfather knew your grandfather grew up across the street, I believe. So it's kind of interesting how people, you know.
Yeah, everything's interconnected.
It's interconnected.
Right?
And when we do these local little areas, people love it. They always get involved.
And if you go to Ricardo's page, I think you see the woman behind the potato chips.
No, that's
the woman without any potato chips right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she's lost all her potato chips
she
there.
Has.
She's is she listening to the radio or looking at the lamp?
She's staring into the world. Ricardo calls
the world. Yes, the
go
globe.
To his Facebook page and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yes, but yes.
Should we move on to something else?
Yes, I think we should.
Okay, let's move on to a guy on the phone here. This would be John. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, John.
Yes, it was good to hear Leo's voice earlier. I know Leo. I know Gabe. Maybe I can see if Gabe remembers me from between 1975 and 79. That's when I met him up at the university.
What's your last name, John?
Fredericks.
Oh, of course we know you, Johnny Fredericks.
I know.
Remember,
we
went on a trip up to Colorado together.
Yeah, Rocky Mountain National Forest.
And we had a great time. Yeah.
Remember that?
Johnny, I often wonder what happened to you.
There he is.
Yeah.
There he is right there. You found him.
You left him in the forest.
Okay. What? No. I'm still around. I went to the Air Force to, and I'm retired as an aircraft maintenance on C-130s, 141s, and C-5s. That's what I used to work.
We were all at UTEP studying engineering. That's right.
Well, I did try engineering. It wasn't it was too difficult for me, so I switched over to business.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But I used that engineering in my Air Force career. I was going to ask. I was going to tell the listeners about your construction company.
Have you
mentioned
that?
That'd be a good trivia question.
Oh yeah, we did. We
what
did,
is it?
We did a little. Leo and I started a little construction business, and we would do remodels and.
Yeah, I heard about your church experience already.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You want me to tell you the name of it? Or
sure.
You
yeah.
Tex-Mex Construction Company.
Oh, why not? Why not?
You know, yeah. And this is the interesting part about it. They did some work here in Central Memorial Park area for my parents' basement, and their father. This is the main thing I want to get across to the audience, listeners. Gabe and Leo's father was probably the best ceramic tile craftsman in El Paso, because the bathroom that they tiled here in Central, I think it was done about 1977. It's still going good.
That's wonderful. You know, that's good news. Yeah.
So I remember the father doing the work, the ceramic work, tile.
And Leo and I would mix the thinset and the plaster and get it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he it's like I say, a first class job, and it's still, the mortar is still holding up pretty good, and I think I'm pretty sure. What was your father's name? First name?
Leonardo. Three Leonardos, the grandfather, the father, and the son.
Oh, boy.
And so Leo would be the third.
Yeah, Leo's the third.
Your brother.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Gabe and Leo's father, or Leo's brother, Leo and Gabe's father, I'm pretty sure he was the best ceramic man in El Paso.
Yeah, some of the stuff that he did in the maybe the 40s is still around. So
And one last. Do you remember what if Muela? I remember he was the fourth man who went up to the trip with us.
Joe Muela, yeah.
Uh-huh. Joe. I hope he calls in if he's still in town.
Yeah, yeah.
And reminisce about the trip he took up.
Oh,
to,
we should get
Rocky
together,
Mountain.
Right? Trying to get in touch with me. It's going to be on the webpage. Next time Leo is in town, we'll all get together.
Sure, we'll do
that. We'll have a good time.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for being on the
program. It's good hearing from you, Johnny.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You take a read. A lot of history out there. And what you have is sort of typical American-Mexican stories growing up in El Paso, but it's specific to San Juan. I think your stories could be kind of repeated around the city, and what kind of camaraderie goes into a neighborhood.
Well,
yours was not the only one, is my point.
Yes.
Yours was very specific, and I'm very thankful that you were able to recall all this and bring it in here to share with everybody. You get the idea. It was a very cohesive little crowd there.
Yeah, it was. It was tried. The little community was tried to wiped off the map of El Paso because it was a blighted area early in its history.
What do you mean?
You know, the shacks. There were still outhouses when I was a little boy there.
Uh-huh.
There were homes without any concrete floors. So it was like a real poor community.
Yeah.
So the city father said, let's get rid of it. So they started to build warehouses and try to eliminate it that way. So a lot of the old homes that were on Beacon Street, on Glenwood Street, were demolished to make way for the new Fada factory.
Well, what about right now? What's there? What's in your old neighborhood right now?
Yeah, it's just little homes, a bunch of little homes.
Some houses.
Much like Chihuahuita is, or maybe some of the communities in Second Ward and Segundo Barrio.
Yeah, they always get torn up with walls and whatever else, highways now.
Yeah.
Going through their world. And now, is this anywhere near the I-10 connection? To the new I-10 Connect that they're putting in?
No. It's like I said, between Bassett Center, Fox Plaza.
So it's over that way, a little further east.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Interesting stuff here. Gabe Dunn, we're going to have to ask you for some more stories, but we now have to go to trivia. Are you ready for that?
Yes, and I have a story one of our Facebook people put on here.
What's
for
that?
Him, which we can do that after trivia. So
you want to do trivia first?
Yeah, let's do trivia first.
3, 2, 1, trivia!
Okay. Who was the priest who that was at San Juan Church, the one that helped give Gabe's father
a religious education.
Religious education on the sly. What was that priest's name? And the second question is, what did you see each time you would buy a small bag of potato chips from Gabe's grandfather at his bar?
Ah, yes.
What was revealed to you each time?
Chips. What did you get?
Yes, what did you get?
And we've got 2 certificates to Pepe's. One of them has $25 on it.
Yes, one's 20 and one's 25.
So you can ask for either one, but I'm going to take a guess the first guy calling.
Yes.
And there's one already calling as we speak
here.
And before you give out the number.
Oh.
Did you give out the number yet?
No, I haven't given the number.
Wait, you give it out the number.
Okay. 5-4. Are we giving the number or not?
Yeah.
Oh, 5-4.
No, I mean, the guy called before you give out the number.
Oh, well, he's.
That's important.
He's got a tattooed on his arm.
There you go.
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features 3-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
You know what's fun? Refunds. And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save $5, $10, and $20 with Family Dollar Smart Coupons. This week, Colgate toothpaste or Extra Clean or Classic Clean toothbrushes are only 88 cents. Save $1 on any 2 Clorox items. And Cottonelle bath tissue, 12 big rolls, just $5. Sign up for your Family Dollar Smart Coupons. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
Our 2019 iHeartRadio Music Awards. Alicia Keys, Ariana Grande, Garth Brooks, Halsey, John Legend, Casey Musgraves, Taylor Swift, and more.
Nobody will hand you your dreams. Well, now that Taco Bell delivers through Grubhub, you can get your dreams handed right to you. Tacos, crunch wraps, chalupas, delivered straight to your door. Taco Bell Delivery. It's your taco dreams, delivered by Grubhub.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/supply. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/supply. That's 4hims.com/supply for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/supply.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, lines are full here. Got a lot going on. Going to do a bunch of trivia. But first, I'll tell you who's coming in here next week, what we're going to be up to. We're going to talk about the history of the rocks, rock history. And rocks. I don't mean music. I mean the guy we're going to have in here, he figured out stuff at Cristo Rey, including a career in geology. But one of the first things he figured out, oh, there's fossils everywhere. He knew that. This is the guy who figured out the dinosaur tracks. Eric Kappas, Dr. PhD by now. He's going to come and discuss historic geology and open spaces and their history in El Paso. March 23rd, Bernie Sargent coming back for more History A to Z. We're going to cook up a special on that one. March 30th, UTEP Special Collections are in here. Talk about the archives in El Paso. And then on April the 6th, we've got a live remote broadcast. I haven't done one of those in years. A live remote broadcast at EPCC Val Verde campus on April the 6th, celebrating 50 years of that campus and that college. Interviews down there at Val Verde. Are you ready for that one?
Oh, yes.
In the meantime, you're going to be gone off to your train trip and
Tucson.
All right, what do you got to wait to read stuff there?
Well, Sunset Heights, you got a film you can go see for free today over at the International Museum of Art over at Montana and Brown Street. And their free film they have every Saturday. This one today is The Collector. It's a pretty good suspenseful movie, and it's going to be hosted by film expert Jay Duncan, and he shares wonderful trivia about the movies you would probably not know otherwise. And they are serving freshly popped theater popcorn beverages, candy, and snacks for a small fee. And it's a great way to spend a Saturday afternoon, and it's all free. I mean, it's a great event to go to, and check out the museum while you're there also. And they'll have more movies the rest of the month, Sleeping with the Enemy. Let's see. A special spring break attraction that they're not telling us what it is yet. That'll be March 23rd. And then the March 30th will be La Alliance Francaise. Oh, I can't even pronounce that one. Of El Paso. I'll have to have Jay tell me that one.
He's out there doing.
He's doing something.
But if you have a movie question,
yes,
he could probably figure it out.
But yeah, head on over there.
We're going to go with a whole bunch of people here on the trivia. You ready for this, Melissa?
Yes, I am.
We're going with Al. Al, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Al. Are you here for the trivia questions?
Yes, I am. I just literally turned on as you were asking the question about the potato chips. didn't hear the clue, but I'm willing to venture a try.
Okay, what did you see when you'd buy each time you bought a bag of potato chips from his grandfather?
Given that it was at a bar, I think each bag of chips that was removed from the rack revealed different parts of the naked lady.
Ooh.
Now, you just guessed that out of nowhere.
I bet you were a customer.
Did you grow up in that neighborhood? You did.
No, but I grew up on the different end of the valley in a similar rural environment. And once in a while, tagged along with my dad to the bar. So maybe saw some things I shouldn't have seen at that tender age.
Did you eat a lot of chips as a kid? I bet you did. Anyway.
I did then.
Okay.
Well, I bet Dad gave you a lot of potato chips, didn't he?
Well, the answer is you got the answer correctly is the point.
Yes, you did. Okay, did you want the $20 gift certificate to Pepe's or a $25 gift certificate?
We got one each.
You said 20 or 20, both to Pepe's?
20 or 25.
Yeah, they're both to Pepe's, but we have a $20 or a $25 gift certificate. Which one did you want?
I'll go for the 25.
Okay. Oh, duh. If you didn't, we're going to hang up on you. Good Lord, man. All right, 25 for Al.
You've been a very generous man.
Anything else on your mind this morning, senor?
All righty. Thanks.
All right, hold on. Shelly tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Don't go away.
Don't go anywhere. You don't get no ticket. Yeah. Okay, what do we got now? We got Maria. Maria is on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Maria. Well, we have one question left for $20 at food coupons. $25 is already gone. So the first question was, who was the priest that was teaching Gabe's father religious studies and quietly?
Father Ochoa.
There you go. Okay.
And the judge says, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Father Ochoa. That had no relation to the guy became bishop, right?
No, I don't believe so.
The different family and all that. Well, whatever. So you got yourself a prize there, Maria. What are you going to do about it? Come pick it up. Hello,
come
Maria.
And pick it up. I don't know where you're at.
Well, that's it.
We're going to keep you on the phone after you get done with us, and Shelley's going to tell you how to do that.
Okay. May I make a suggestion for a topic on another Saturday?
Sure.
Last week, I went to that museum in Las Cruces at the state grounds, the state college or whatever it is.
Right.
And it's a petrified wood, and it is absolutely gorgeous. I'm surprised I had never heard about it before, and it is just wonderful.
Is that the Farm and Ranch Museum?
No, it's the Sewell Museum.
How do you spell that?
I think it's, let me get the cat off my lap. I think it's spelled Z-U-H-L. Let me see if I did bring a brochure.
Well, let me do this.
And I have a minute to look.
Let me do this.
Is it NMSU?
No, I'll just do this. I'm going to put you on hold, and you need to talk to Shelley anyway on how to pick this thing up. By then, find your brochure and tell her, okay?
Very well. thank you.
Thanks
so
for
much.
Listening.
Take care.
Hold on here. Don't go away. And Shelley, we got what else you got here? Oh, we got another caller name. Is this Gabriel?
This is Gabriel.
Hey, you're on the radio, dude. What's up?
Hey, just want to say hi to my dad.
Oh, that's my son. Trivia question: who's your father?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
But I was going to answer him, but somebody beat me to him.
He's got the same answer he's going to give you. Anyway, well, the thing is,
now he has to take you out to lunch.
Now, how much of this history did you get to live, or do you just get to hear about it, Gabe?
You know, I work right next to my father at the Boundary Commission, and we talk history every day.
Oh, cool!
So I love these stories. I grew up on these stories, and they never get old to me. So,
did you ever buy any potato chips?
You know what? I would love to get my hands on that artifact. But
somebody's got to have that picture. Okay, one of you two, either Gabe or Gabriel, you got to find that picture and put it up in the house.
It's been 50 years.
So. Oh, well. Okay, get another one. Nobody will know. All right, Gabriel, anything else on your mind? Thanks for calling.
Well, yeah, no problem. Hey, did you get a chance to tell a story? I kind of tuned in late about the time the papagayo was on fire and your dad had to go to save it.
Oh, no, I didn't, but I can tell a story.
All right, that one's coming that up next, good. Gabriel. Okay, well, thank you for that.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks for calling.
We'll see you again. The phones are continuously ringing now. We got this all stirred up here. Sergio, did we take a break here right now? Would it make you feel better? Make him feel better if we took a break.
And I did find that Zuhl Museum. It does look interesting. So
Zuhl, how do you spell it?
Zuhl Museum, home of the Zuhl Collection.
Well, that's just Zuhl all up there.
Where rocks come alive.
Okay. Even more fun. Call us if you need to. Gabe Duran is in the house here.
Yes, at 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Do you remember when you were three? Of course you don't. But do you remember when your kid was three? Yeah, so much fun. No more diapers. Score! Hey, it's Luke Lowenfield from the all-new Casa Kia on George Dieter. Well, guess who's three now? Casa Kia is. Yep, we're this many. And the late nights and terrible twos are behind us. And I'm quite sure none of our employees are in diapers anymore. Score! So if you have some young ones, like I do, I know safety and affordability are top priorities. So you got to look at the Casa Kia Forte for $18,995 or the Casa Kia Soul for just $16,995. Look, at Casa Kia, we have six models that start under $25,000. That's family friendly. And speaking of family, Dad?
Boy, do I remember when you were three. Hey, I'm Clay Lowenfield. Won't tell any bad stories. This is our celebration of 50 years of Casa. So many stories and memories, from inspired to inspiring. I am proud of what my father started at Team Casa, and I am so proud of this next generation. The Casa Way is our commitment to all things. Home. Welcome to Team Casa and welcome home.
Here at Casa Kia.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot going on here. We got a lot to tell you this time about what's going on this week in El Paso, Inc.
Border stampede inside Latin America's busiest cattle crossing just west of El Paso.
Also in the Inc., what El Paso businessman and UT Systems Regent Paul Foster thinks about UTEP's incoming president.
Some of the famous murals in Lincoln Park will be saved, others demolished to make way for the new state highway project.
And we also have El Paso, Inc. is El Paso's only weekly business journal and lifestyle thing.
We're trading a paper back and forth. To read El Paso Inc. and to order your subscription, go online to elpasoinc.com.
I got this one. Sunday night. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra. Professional soccer comes to the borderland. And that's the topic of ABC 7 Extra Sunday night. The El Paso Locomotive FC play their first game ever tonight.
Reporter Saul Sainz will host a discussion with club executive Andrew Forrest about the future of pro soccer in El Paso Sunday night at 10:35.
You know that game is already sold out tonight.
Yeah, good.
It's a biggie for them.
I love their theme song.
Fabulous stuff they got going
I'm almost willing to go because I like their theme song.
Well, also, they have good food.
Yes, and now they're going to support the baseball stadium.
And now we're going to go support the baseball. Sure. All right. So we got all kinds of – you know what I want to do? I also want to tell you real quick about a couple of things going on at the Archaeology Museum. Slip in a PSA here, well, so to speak, because today they're having a 2 p.m. Talk about the Middle Archaic period. And here's that name again, the San Juan Basin. But they're talking about New Mexico, I think. It's not over at Gabe's church.
The big bowl.
I don't think this is your church, no. Gabe. But they're doing that today at 2 o'clock. Recent archaeological investigations provided additional insight into resource procurement strategies and landscape used by the Middle Archaic period, 3500 to 1500 B.C. That's a long time ago they lived up there.
Just a few weeks ago.
So that's going on there today. Archaeology Museum, 755-4332. If you want to get a hold of them. But just to tell you also, the El Paso Archaeological Society, their March speaker is Jerry Vieira, and his topic is the Battle of Embrio Basin, and that's at 2 o'clock on March 16th. Now, the Battle of Embrio Basin is incredibly unusual.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Victorial Battle. Take a look at that. We'll tell you more about it next week, but that is something else to behold. All right, you have a PSA you want to do?
Well, I just want to tell somebody had wanted us to turn on the Facebook feed, incoming callers on Facebook. We
feed.
No can do. We are not that technical.
This show is not fed.
Yeah, no. Your son can do that. I can't do that.
Well, if we're going to do a TV show, we're going to produce a different show.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not that. I'm lucky I can do the Facebook page. So
yeah, we're getting there. All right. Yeah. Callers are still calling up here. We got Yolanda on the phone, and Gabe Duran is in the house, and Yolanda's on the radio.
Good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
Hi. I wanted to know what happened to the San Juan Orphanage that was right behind the San Juan Church. When I was a little girl, I used to... the orphanage, of course, had the all-girls orphans there. But it was open to the public, the outside, where we could go. I guess it was kindergarten and first grade, and it went all the way. I think it went all the way to 12. But anyway, I was told recently it does not exist anymore. What happened? When was it closed? What happened to the sisters?
Let's ask Gabe.
Yeah, I remember the orphanage. You know, it's pretty amazing. The little nuns that ran that orphanage ran it all the way up until about 1971, as I recall. And it was an old rickety adobe building, and these nuns, and this is pretty amazing to myself, they would go to businesses around El Paso and say, we want to rebuild the orphanage. And I thought, this is an impossible task for San Juan. And sure enough, those little ladies, they went around businesses and they rebuilt the orphanage. And it's now, it's not an adobe building anymore. They bought all their brick from Featherlite, so it's like an adobe style, but it's cinder block. And the orphanage was there for many, many years, and it was actually part of the San Juan Church. It was started, like you said, to help orphans and in the community. And, of course, we used to know some of them because we all lived in the neighborhood.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what? So it's not there anymore?
No, it's there. It's there. But
it is there?
Yeah, they still use it. You can attend Mass there. Father Cuevas gives Mass at the orphanage.
So, and there's still orphans in there?
No, they're not at orphanage. I think the laws changed in Texas. I'm not, maybe someone out there knows, but...
But the church is active there.
The church is active there, yeah. You can attend Mass there, and I'm sure you can ask someone there about the history of the orphanage. That's, I'm glad you brought that up. Another thing I want to talk about.
Interesting
Yolanda,
story.
Yolanda, is that what you got?
Yes.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, and I did want to add something else.
Okay.
Because, well, we lived on Fruta Street.
Fruta Street, of course, yeah.
And, of course, I don't know if anybody remembers, right next to Coors, there was a Joe Noon grocery.
Yes, okay, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea, and we have great aunts that these are old families in San Juan.
Yeah.
They had the adobe.
The adobe house. And like I said, I thought every Mexican owned an adobe home when I was growing up.
Uh-huh. You're supposed to.
And it was even back in the 50s or I don't know what year. Six, I have a newspaper picture where we have our aunts. And
can she load that up on the internet?
I don't know how that would work. Well, Yolanda, if that's what we got, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, you take her easy. We're moving on to Emma. Emma is on the radio now. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Emma again. I wanted to talk about the Pattersons, you know, how they disappeared in a mysterious way.
Okay.
I have an old friend. She's passed away, but she used to be neighbors to them. And she told me that there were rumors at that time, because he was there for a long time, that they had a lot of money in their home, and somebody killed them and buried them in that basement in their home.
Oh, my. That's the Pattersons over there in Kern Place.
Yeah, so that's just a mystery. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing it. That's what we got today for you? Okay. That's it. Okay.
There you go. Solved.
Well, look, all you got to do is just dig up Kern Place, and you'll find these people. In fact, I actually think that's correct, but I don't think it's in that house. Aha. Uh-huh. I think I know which house it's in.
May find the famous gangs, union leader with them, too.
That's right. Hoffa.
Hoffa. There we go. Hoffa.
Jimmy
yes.
Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa's probably
Well, they're all playing cards, man. I don't know what they're doing. All right. Back. That's a different neighborhood.
Yes.
You didn't have the Pattersons in your neighborhood.
No,
Gabe Duran. Gabe Duran is in the house. We've been talking about the neighborhood called San Juan, and I guess it's named for the church, St. John the Baptist Church.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
And so you had basically told me that there were two major forces when you were growing up in that neighborhood, and one of them was the church and the Padre Ochoa, and the other one was your grandfather, and he owned a cantina.
The cantina, yes.
Uh-huh. So that's kind of like opposing viewpoints on the same neighborhood.
Yes, and that's maybe one reason why my dad was convinced by a lady who lived in the neighborhood to go to the church, because maybe Father Ochoa wanted to make some inroads into switching the environment there.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
But he cleaned up the neighborhood.
But your grandfather never knew about that part of it, huh?
No, he never knew. My dad did this under the table, as you would say.
Can you imagine if your grandfather had figured that out?
Oh, he hated the church.
But what would happen to your dad?
Well, so that was mom in the background wanting to make sure.
Yeah, but he might have orbited the kid over the Franklin Canal. I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
How close were you to the canal?
Just a block away.
Okay.
Oh, we played in the canal.
I was going to say, did you swim in the canal?
Yes, we swam.
Of course you did.
It's
and
water.
And because I went to Cooley School, I had to cross the canal. And some of your older listeners will know this. There was a factory that made cinder block. It's now the Featherlight Factory, but back then it was called the Atlas Factory. And okay. They had these big, huge cinder cones out there on the corner of Glenwood and El Paso Drive. And Leo and I would come home from school. We'd jump into the canal when it was dry. And we'd make sandcastles and catch fish and catch crawdads. And there was no fencing. There was no fencing around the canal.
You want to be in the canal, you're in the canal.
Just go to the canal.
You want to drive your car in the canal, you can drive your car in the canal.
And we would play in the canal, and then we'd cross underneath the tracks. There was a culvert there. And then we would play in the Atlas Factory, and we would climb those cinder cones, and we would just have a blast, my brother and I. You know, but I want to mention something that's really important here that needs to be said, is that a lot of young men went to fight in Vietnam during that period, and some of them didn't come back, and some did, but they were pretty much banged up. Of course, my sisters, who were all beautiful sisters and very attractive, they would attract all these boys, and they would tell me, you know, Johnny got shot in Vietnam. He didn't come back. Oh. Or Jackie's in a wheelchair now because he got shot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, us San Juanitos, we did our part for the country.
Oh, yeah. I bet they commemorated somewhere, like in the church or something?
You know, but that would be a wonderful idea.
You could put that up on the back wall of a church, like they do in San Elizario. They commemorate all kinds of military in that church in San L.A.
Uh-huh.
You could do that.
There was a gentleman that worked for the Boundary Commission, and he served in Vietnam, and I was lucky to work with him. And he would tell me the stories about the Hispanic kids from around the area who served in Vietnam. So, you know, we need to respect these guys who did their part for the country.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's kind of the forgotten. I mean, it's starting to come back now. But again, so many of them, we've lost so many of them. You're right. I mean, it's something that needs to be brought up.
You ready for a phone call? Are you ready for a phone
call? I'm ready for a phone
call. We're all ready for a phone call from Elizabeth.
Elizabeth,
hello. Good morning. You're on the radio.
Yes, good morning. I have a comment. My goodness, I'm enjoying the program so much, the history.
Thank you.
And yes, and I loved that song, and you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Yes, I try to listen every Saturday, but sometimes we're out and about, but I am enjoying this so much.
Thank you.
And I have a quick question. Going back to San Juan, I thought that was a convent behind the church, but you're saying it wasn't? It was
an orphanage.
An orphanage,
yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. In the early days, it was an orphanage.
Yes, because I was going to Mass there for a time there with Father Rodriguez, and we never knew about the convent. We always thought, oh, yeah, it was just the nuns used to be there, but there aren't enough young ladies, you know, going into into an order of nuns, so it just closed down. And so, I'm going to have to spread that around. That was so interesting. But again, I really enjoy this program. I'm 67, and I know there's a lot of history out there. People that could call in with stories. I'll just give you a really quick history. I've been told by my family that my grandmother was given money to bring her children up here because her husband died on the railroads in Mexico, and so she came up. You know, this is at the turn of the century. And so there's so many stories and so much history about the Hispanic community and how, you know, we rose above some of the racism. But, you know, we didn't complain. We went to school. We worked hard. We got educated. We went to the military. And, you know, I'm so glad that you're telling these stories because sometimes I think we're the forgotten, not a forgotten group, but maybe we need to tell this history more, you know, because I want to say that we made it, if that
there
makes
you
any
go.
Sense.
Well, you
anyway,
did.
Thank you so much, and I hope you have another program like this.
Thank you, ma'am. You take
okay,
your
bye.
Well, it's not an accident that you're on the radio here today, my young man, because I thought this was a fabulous concept. Never had heard of San Juan before, but I'm thinking, I'm going to hear about it now. And it's like I said, it's indicative of El Paso. And it is fabulous to hear these details.
Well, it's the chapters. Like I say at Concordia Cemetery, I said each person that's buried in that cemetery is a chapter in the history of El Paso. And these neighborhoods are chapters of El Paso.
I know.
What's pretty amazing is that you have some of the outlaws buried right pretty close to where some of the heroes of El Paso are.
It's everyone's got a story, and these neighborhoods have a story, and every person in that neighborhood, you know, people think, oh, I don't have anything exciting about my life or whatever, and here's your dad had a bar. Big deal. What's exciting about a bar?
Oh, but it was exciting.
I've worked in bars, but what I'm saying is, but people think that own these bars, oh, there's nothing exciting, but I worked in bars, and there are so many stories about people's lives that are told there.
I want to say my dad was, he only went to the second grade, my pop.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
But you know where he got his education? At the bar.
I was going to say, in a cantina.
Yes, because men would sit at the bar and they would just
Tell the stories,
and not only that, they would tell you how to do things.
Oh,
so you would learn how to fix a gas line or something like that.
Oh, I got one for you. It's your brother, I think. Yeah, I says, ask my brother. This is Leonardo Duran. Ask my brother about the arroyo that was Glenwood Street and my mom riding the rapids. What the heck is that all
about? Oh, okay. Well, when you think about El Paso is at the apex of a big valley. And the very point is close to downtown, and then the valley opens up all the way down to Fort Hancock.
I'm with you.
And then it closes back in at Little Box Canyon to the east.
Right.
Well, El Paso is San Juan is on the mesa. The poorer folks lived on the mesa. They didn't live in the valley. The people who were more affluent lived in the valley.
Okay.
The farmers, and like I said, when I went to Cooley School, it was a mix of kids. So down Glenwood Street, we used to call it the Glenwood Rapids because when it would rain, you would have a gully washer coming down.
Oh, boy.
down Glenwood Street. And people would just get out there in little rubber rafts and skiffs and inner tubes, and we would just have a ball. We would have so much fun in that water. It would come down pretty fast. You couldn't stand up in it. That's how fast the water was coming.
Well, that floods when we get a big one. That area gets underwater.
Yeah, it used to. They've
remediated quite a bit of that, yeah.
Yeah, they've improved it a lot.
Now, what's this about your mother on a rapid?
Oh, well, when she first married my dad, which was an eye-opener for her, because she came from a very conservative Catholic family in the Valley, She marries my dad, and my dad has bars. He has a jukebox with records.
A rabble rouser.
Yeah, so it was quite an eye-opener when she moved into San Juan. It was just an adobe building without plaster, and my mom moved into that adobe building.
That was from your brother on Facebook page. That was kind of interesting. Oh, history abounding. We need to take a break here. We got one more segment with Gabe. We're going to go to Pepe's, 6761 Donovan Drive, for lunch. If you want to continue these stories, Gabe Duran will be there. You did agree to be there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Did we give away all the coupons? Because otherwise,
yes, we did.
Okay, then we're done.
We're all done with that.
We're going to have to go buy our own lunch out
everybody
there today.
They love those questions. They came up right away on those.
By the way, did you know if you want a gift certificate of your own, you can buy one at Pepe's and give it as a birthday present?
Ah, that's a thought.
Something
hey,
out there.
You'd rather give them a gift. Give them a Pepe certificate. It's much, much more wonderful.
And Shelly, you're going to have to be sure to give the right certificate because we have one for $25 today and make sure that guy gets it. Fair enough. No, you... Well, if you want to short the guy, then you have to answer for it. All right. But back here, call us if you think you should.
915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM or go to our El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, and I'm going to have Gabe's picture up there shortly.
Looking to save on Medicare Part D? Switching to Walgreens may help you save on your Medicare Part D prescription. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Talk to the pharmacist to learn more.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text RADIO to 484848. Text RADIO to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's RADIO to 484848.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-6131. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-6131. That's 1-800-900-6131. 1-800-900-6131.
Most serial killers don't make any effort to involve the media or investigators. They almost want their crimes to go unnoticed. But the idea of committing a crime and then calling up the police and bragging about it, that's a whole nother level of terror.
Here we are. 50 years after the first Zodiac killing, who doesn't want to know how it turns out?
From the creators of Atlanta Monster comes season 2. This is Monster, the Zodiac Killer. Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Menciones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, howdy to all of you coming back or going to the Via Raid on Columbus. Today's the day. I don't know how many umpteen years ago. It was in 1916 that he raided that on this day. And also, just to let you know, spring ahead. Right? Spring ahead.
I'm typing.
Spring ahead means you set your clocks tonight.
I know. I get it. Came up early this year.
That's a big deal there.
I was looking at it. Oh my gosh! It's already. It's yay! There's going to be more light.
Now, what was that story about the bar burning or papagayo? What was that?
Well, my dad had this rule, and it was a good one, that his kids could not play in the front with the San Juanitos and the San Juanitas. He kept us in the backyard.
Because
he didn't want us to be, you know, in those little gangs. And he wanted us to be in the backyard. Get in the backyard.
Okay.
Okay, Dad, we're going to play in the backyard. I better not see you in the front. So we wouldn't go. So one day in the bar, Leo and I were trying to put together an old bike. And it was kind of all rusted and needed work. And men in the bar would volunteer to do things. So he said to us, if you take apart the bike and just give me the frame, I'm going to paint it candy apple red. Candy apple red. So Leo and I was a young boy. Leo was a smart one. I was just hanging around. So him and I took apart the whole bike and turned in the frame. So they gave it back to us, and it was beautiful. We put that bike together. It was wonderful. We had a wonderful bike. Got stolen anyway. But anyway, that bike got stolen. Anyway, so one morning Leo wakes up and he says, brother, let's go ride this bike. I said, the yard is not big enough to ride. He says, no, brother, we're going to ride on the street.
Oh, dear.
Ride on the street on a Saturday morning? He says, yeah. So we both jumped on the bike. I would sit between the handlebars and the seat, and he would pump the bike. So we're pumping down there by the canal.
Uh-huh.
And then from the canal, we can look up Glenwood Street, and we see my dad running out of the house.
Oh, no.
He is running out of the house like, and I said, we're going to be dead. So we're on the corner of El Paso Drive and Glenwood, and we're wondering what we should do. Seeing my dad coming towards us in a full, you know, trot. He gets to us, and I think maybe we should throw the bike in the canal and run away. And my brother says, no, we're not going to do that. We put too much work into this bike. And then my dad says, jump off the bike. So we got off the bike, and he jumped on it, and then he pedaled down Glenwood Street towards the hotel. And my brother and I looked at each other and said, what the heck just happened?
He stole your bike. Dad stole your bike.
What the heck happened? It so happened that one of the tenants or renters in the old Papagayo started a fire.
Oh.
And he needed to get down there in a hurry.
And so, you had his bike. He had whatever.
And he jumped on our bike and he took off. And I can see my dad pedaling his big knees in the ground, going up and
but
down.
You got in no trouble.
We got in no trouble on that day.
But you couldn't figure out what it was. Like, you were in trouble for something. I could imagine. Yeah.
We thought we were in big trouble.
All right, Shelly, do I need line three here? Because you're on it. No, I can't use line three because you're talking to him. Let's go to Jorge. Jorge, one more time, real quick. What's up?
Just really quickly, I want to ask you, Gabe, the other school that's there in the area, I know that you said that you had gone to Cooley, but the other school, is that Stevens School?
Yeah, it's on Stevenson Street. It's called Hawkins Elementary.
Okay,
yeah, that's the school my dad kept us out of because he didn't want us hanging around with the San Juanitos.
Yeah.
So he put us in Cooley's school.
So yeah, there.
And that school has been open as long as, when would you say?
Well, I think it opened probably sometime in the 50s, I would imagine.
Time is 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And it's Hawkins, not Stevens.
Yeah,
okay.
Hawkins Elementary.
Thank you a lot. You take it.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get out of here for today. That's the show, and we're going to go to Pepe's if you want to continue the conversations. We shall see you out there.
Yes,
Sergio, are we going on or not right now? We're gone? Okay, EPHistory.com for details about the radio show. Melissa, see you next week.
See you next week,
got
everyone.
Stuff happening. Gabe Duran, thank you for being here.
A pleasure.
See you at Pepe's.
Okay.
See you at Pepe's.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
The Sun City Craft Beer Fest, powered by...